Welcome to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. This podcast connects readings from the Gospel of Matthew with the Church's Matthew 25 vision of building congregational vitality, dismantling structural racism, and eradicating systemic poverty. As the Sundays after Pentecost continue, the Revised Common Lectionary passes through the center of the Gospel of Matthew. This section of Matthew's Gospel finds the disciples in frequent situations of conflict and controversy, debate and danger, as Jesus' words and actions put him at odds with religious leaders, political authorities, societal norms, and cultural expectations. The Church's work to eradicate systemic poverty, dismantle structural racism, and build congregational vitality draws the people of God into similar dilemmas. Jesus' call to faith and faithfulness is often countercultural, socially unacceptable, politically unpopular, and even scandalous to certain religious sensibilities. Yet, those who undertake this work also come to know the gifts and blessings of following Jesus, the hope and joy of life in the Spirit, and the grace and peace that come from God alone. The passages from Matthew that frame this sermon series exemplify this tension. In the beginning, Jesus promises, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." At the end, Jesus warns, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross." The yoke is the cross, but it is easy and light because Christ is the one who shoulders its true weight. The preaching and music suggestions in this 9-week summer series explore the challenging nature of the gospel of Jesus Christ, specifically with respect to these three priorities for the PCUSA: systemic poverty, structural racism, and congregational vitality. Topics rotate, not always in the same order, according to the themes and images of the biblical passages. By the end of the summer, congregations will have had the opportunity to engage each of these topics 3 times and from a variety of approaches. A reading from Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9 and 18 through 23. Jesus tells and explains the parable of the sower and the seeds.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30.
The parable of the sower and the seeds illustrates God's extravagant generosity, scattering out grace and truth in abundance. But this parable also challenges us to be good soil so that God's will for the world and care for the poor may flourish among us.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Faithful God, like a grain of wheat falling into the earth, your Son went into death, so that after 3 days the earth might bloom with the joy of his rising. Let the seeds of justice, which we plant with tears, bring forth the power of the resurrection in the places of death and despair, and gather us at the last into the joyful harvest of the saints, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Thank you for listening to A Year with Matthew 25, a podcast from the Office of Theology and Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA. Please like, share, and subscribe. Scripture passages are drawn primarily from the Revised Common Lectionary and are adapted from the New Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. Today's reader is
Kim Wadlington.
Hymns are from Glory to God, the Presbyterian Hymnal, and are in the public domain. Musical recordings are by Philip Morgan. Prayers come from the 2018 Book of Common Worship. You can visit pcusa.org/Matthew25 to learn more about the Matthew 25 vision of the Presbyterian Church USA.